Sickle, who was... Did you ever come across that name?
Don't think so. How to spell it?
Well, Jorgen, J-O-R-G-E-N, and Sickle, S-C-H-L-I-C-T-H-T-K-I-U-L-L. Now, that's a name that you don't hear more about. You've got to find out about. He was a Novo Nordisk chemist whose daughter was a brittle diabetic and extremely unwell and actually went off the rails. I mean, it was a terribly tragic story. And it killed him. And he was so stressed over this. And he told me he felt he had a personal bitter battle with diabetes. And he gave Dorothy this gorgeous insulin and crystals for years. Insulin is more valuable than gold by weight. And he used to send over 10 gram samples. And if it weren't for him, Dorothy wouldn't have got very far, I think, because the insulin he provided was the best that was going. And he was very, very supportive. And he discovered the 2 zinc crystals and the 4 zinc crystal forms, and was very closely involved in the developing crystallography. And because the 4 zinc, in a way, took Dorothy's interest back to Slidcrawl, she was pleased, because he was a totally disinterested man. He didn't ask for anything. He just sent the stuff over, never hesitated to send it when it was asked, and he was an enormous admirer of Dorothy. I think he was smart enough to realise what was going on. And he came over and saw her once or twice, and she tried to get him to come and work in the labs, but Novo brought him back. She actually got money for him to come, and when Novo found out, they upped his salary.
And did he then work on synthesis after the
No, he was just out, a straight chemist, and he was responsible for what's now called monocomponent insulin, which I was fascinated, and Dorothy was fascinated, to watch develop. And he was just a great at purification, and he discovered all these impurities in insulin and found that they were the source of the antibodies. And way before his time, pharmaceutically, he was arguing to get rid of these old half-pure insulins and go for what he called monocomponents, insulins purified by modern chromatography, which in terms of industrial production was a nightmare. But he bullied Novo into doing it. And when it started being distributed and sold in Britain, it wiped Wellcome out in 2 years or something. I mean, the doctors just went for it. Antibody properties went down, everything was more reliable, more systematic, more consistent. And we worked very closely with him, actually, very, very closely. And he was, Torres was particularly fond of him, so I should say that.
Good, right.
This is the so-called industrial connection they're so strong about. But she had a lot of industrial connections. Novo's then was, and Jorgen was very, very special. I've got his thesis somewhere, which he gave to Dorothy, and it's priceless. I mean, it's just, you know, very few copies are made. All his crystallization recipes, I've got it hidden away somewhere.